It is the briefing. Neil Atkinson, Worthy and Sam and Anne Beth Lindup. And Beth Arne has spoken. Perfectly serviceable interview. Came across really, really well. What I most liked, Beth, was his talk of building on, was the language I liked him using. It wasn't, well, it'll be difficult, it'll be this, following Jürgen, etc., etc. It was very much, the players are what matters, and the players did this last season, and we can try and do better.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, he looked great, didn't he? He had a lovely little tan. he's obviously not been sullied by the horrors of 12:30 kickoffs and things like that yet, so it'll be interesting to see if he still looks as fresh in a few months' time. But no, I thought it was a great interview, actually, and I thought he came across really, really well. And I think, like you say, he did speak a lot about building on, you know, not needing major surgery necessarily on the squad or the team or the playing style, but also not, you know, completely replicating what Jürgen Klopp did. And I think that was probably my favourite part, actually, of the interview, where he sort of said, you know, he's obviously spoken to Jürgen and it won't be too dissimilar the way that he wants to play, but also, you know, every manager's different and it's about taking inspiration rather than trying to replicate what Jürgen Klopp did. And I think that is really important, probably why the club didn't, you know, really entertain Pep Linders taking over, because they wanted a little bit of a clean break and a new start. And, you know, trying to emulate exactly what Jürgen Klopp did would be impossible. So I think, you know, hearing that, you know, he's going to come in with fresh ideas, but also not completely far removed from what Jürgen did, was quite reassuring.
Ian, I think that he's obviously very conscious, very, very conscious, not least in a clip that you see where Peter McDowell shows him Jürgen on the pitch at the end. He has to be conscious, because he's not an idiot, of what it is that he's following. And yeah. So I think it's, in the context of that, I think part of his job is to almost manage himself a tiny little bit. I don't think you're going to get to see the real Arne Slot until you see his teams play football. I think that's when you might see him be a little bit sort of more of himself. But what I think you could see was that there's a generosity there, and there's a desire, I think, which I think was interesting, to, he comes back to repeatedly to the culture point, the idea of we had a good culture at Feyenoord, there is a good culture here, I need to be part of that culture and we need to grow that together. And I thought that was a really interesting way of framing it too.